First, I want to talk about the scope of the presentation. What this presentation deals with is troublesome or inappropriate requests made in connection with a legal opinion rendered to a non-client third party at a closing. So, for example, if you've got a loan transaction, the borrower's attorney is expected in some cases to render a legal opinion to the lender, and that's the non-client third party. The paper doesn't really address opinions given to a law firm by its own client, nor does it address certain specialized types of opinions, such as tax opinions. And the reason for the distinction between client and non-client opinions is claims by a non-client third party are really based upon the law of negligent misrepresentation. So if you get sued, that's the theory that they're probably going to go on. And so the language in the legal opinion constitutes the representation, and so the language is crucial. When you're rendering an opinion to a client, I mean, you already know owe a duty of care to your client regardless of whether you've given them a written opinion or not. So the text in those opinions does not matter nearly as much. So in terms of inappropriate opinion requests, I thought it would be helpful to give you an example of an appropriate opinion request. And Annex A to the paper sets forth a typical legal opinion that we would expect to either give or get, just in terms of the matters covered, in a secured financing transaction. And so that gives you an idea of what an appropriate opinion looks like.